The following program is produced by the Living Church of God.
A new world superpower is emerging, my friends. It is going to change everything around you and your life. The building blocks are now in place for this power to challenge America and American leadership all around this world. Yet the mainstream media virtually ignore what is happening right under their noses. But you need to know. You need to understand. Stay tuned.
Tomorrow's World. The Living Church of God presents Dr. Roderick C. Meredith, Richard Ames, bringing you the good news of your future in tomorrow's world. This week, Dr. Roderick C. Meredith reveals a new world superpower. And now, Dr. Roderick C. Meredith.
My friends, a huge power block is now coming together in Europe. Though it will be friendly at first, ultimately it will be a menace to America, Britain, and Canada, far beyond what most people even imagine. And this great power block and its future is directly predicted in the pages of your Bible. What am I talking about? I'm talking about a huge European empire. It's going to become an empire that is now coming together today as I talk to you. Even now, it includes 11 nations with a combined population of about 350 million people, bigger than the United States, bigger than the United States and Canada combined. Notice this powerful quotation from the Electronic Telegraph newspaper from London. The European Union is strongly anti-American. Its advocates are out to create a European patriotism based on dislike of things transatlantic. That means us, folks. Senators Jesse Helm and Gordon Smith were right to warn of this recently in the Telegraph. The EU is building a European army and fashioning a foreign policy, and it wants to project its power around the wider world. My worry, the writer says, is that far from being a force for peace and harmony, it is going to become a pain in the neck to the international community. Whatever America does, the EU will want to go one better or do the opposite of America, just for the pleasure of it. The EU is already behaving like a wayward adolescent throwing its weight around in a fit of teenage tantrums. Think about that. Fighting us, the quotation continues, the continental leaders of the superstate in waiting, that's what this is, my friends, a superstate in waiting, believe that the European model is superior to the American. Some of them see America as some kind of antichrist, a monument to arrogance and capitalist excess. They regard clumsy, expensive, overregulated, intrusive European government as caring and sharing, as the better way, as the only way. The European Union wants a single currency to topple the mighty dollar. The early hype stressed how the euro would become the currency of first choice for many. Its architects want Europe, as they call the EU, to look America in the eye and then browbeat her. Once the 350 million huddled masses of Euroland have their own coins jingling in their pockets, they're expected to walk as tall as Uncle Sam. The EU is now well established as an opponent of the United States in trade matters. The EU usually takes a restrictive view of trade talks, seeking to block off the entry of better goods and services from countries outside the continent. End of quotation. This is a powerful quotation when you understand it, and I have many such quotations, my friends. I can't begin to read them all from respected sources. A coming European empire, frankly, a coming revival of the ancient Holy Roman Empire is in the cards. It really is. Picture the millions of people in Europe. Their leaders are becoming more and more resentful of America's power and dominance. Does the Bible, the inspired Word of God, tell what is going to happen? Does it say what they're going to do, these people in Europe and their leaders? Yes, it does, my friends. Notice the Apostle John's inspired vision of the beast of Revelation. Notice what he wrote under God's inspiration in your Bible. Turn with me to Revelation 17, verse 7. But the angel said to me, "Why did you marvel? I will tell you the mystery of the woman and of the beast that carries her, which has 7 heads and 10 horns. And as you'll see, this is a composite beast based upon, of course, the beasts of the past, the Roman Empire, the Babylonian Empire, the Medo-Persian Empire, and the Greco-Macedonian Empire of Alexander the Great. And, of course, if you read Daniel 2 and Daniel 7, you get the background then for Revelation 17 and also Revelation 13, which described this modern incarnation of the ancient power which became the Roman Empire and now the Holy Roman Empire. The beast that you saw was and is not, John continues, and will ascend out of the bottomless pit and go into perdition. And those who dwell on earth will marvel, whose names were not written in the book of life from the foundation of the world, when they behold the beast that was and is not and yet is." That beast is going, and yet it is not fully appearing now. "Here is the mind which has wisdom. The 7 heads are 7 mountains, and the term mountain is used throughout the Bible, meaning kingdoms or governments, upon which the woman sits. A woman, a great false church, was to sit on this system. There are also 7 kings. There are going to be 7 revivals of that ancient system. 5 are fallen, 1 is, and the other has not yet come." Some have thought the beast, as it's called in the Bible, was going to be leaders of the Arab nations when they had control of the oil, and back during the 70s, the oil war. Some were saying, well, that's the Arab combine. Others have said, oh, that's the Chinese. Others have said, that's the Russian leaders. No, it's not. No, it's not. That power has always been in Central Europe. And that's where it's going to be again, and that's where you need to watch. That's what you need to understand. 5 are fallen of this system, 1 is, and the other is yet to come. The final one is yet ahead of us. And when he comes, this final beast, he must continue a short time. My friends, he'll only be here a few years, but it's going to be an awful time. He may be here 5 or 7 years, something like that. And the great tribulation that God talks of is only going to last, of course, 3.5 years. But the beast will be here a few years, of course, maybe several, before the tribulation begins. And the beast that was and is not, because he's kind of there and yet he's not there, this final system, is himself also the 8th. In other words, there was the original Roman Empire, which fell in 476 A.D., then 7 revivals. So the 7th revival will be the 8th Roman system, yet only the 7th of the revived system upon which the woman sits. He is the 8th, and is of the 7, of the 7 revivals, and is going to perdition, or destruction. And the 10 horns which you saw are 10 kings. 10 final kings, you'll notice, are going to come up contemporaneously at the same time. 7 revivals over hundreds of years, but finally at the end, 10 kings all at once, who have received no kingdom as yet, but receive authority for 1 hour as kings with the beast, with this final Hitler. 10 kings ruling together at the same time, cooperating with this coming beast, this coming Hitler, this coming super king that's going to be over the whole system just before Christ comes, just ahead of us in your lifetime. These are of one mind, these 10 kings, and they will give, notice, give their power and authority to the beast. Hitler went around conquering France and Belgium and Holland, and of course earlier had conquered Czechoslovakia and Poland and some of the other nations, crushed them, took them over, set up a puppet government. These kings, in the final revival of this system, will voluntarily give their power and authority to this beast, this coming Hitler. So this coming leader is going to be very charismatic, frankly. He's going to be very clever, and these men are going to give their power and authority to the beast. These will make war with the Lamb, that's Jesus Christ, and the Lamb will overcome them, for he is Lord of lords and King of kings, and those who are with him are called and chosen and faithful. This prophecy leads up to Christ's return. This prophecy is our time, for us today, in the next several years, just ahead of us. Think about it, my friends. This system and its leader, the beast, will appear both friendly and beneficent at first. These other leaders will give their power to the coming Hitler, and it will look good. And this coming dictator who comes along in a few years from now will initially charm many people all over the world. He will be very clever, very charismatic. He will pretend to do good and think people will think he is doing good. Most people will think he's a very nice man. They'll think he has good intentions, that he said, well, I'm going to help the world, and there's all this confusion. Maybe there'll be a recession or depression. He'll try to get people back to work again. They'll say there's all this religious confusion. He'll try to cooperate with the coming false prophet and get everyone into the one great religion. And as the German industrialists who cooperated with Adolf Hitler, with Hitler's Third Reich, got rich, so will hundreds of businesses with perhaps millions of employees throughout Europe would be there, and they will cooperate, and they will financially benefit from this revived Holy Roman Empire. They will like this system because it will make them wealthy. In describing this entire religio-political system, God calls it, of course, Babylon. That's the term he uses for it. And notice God's description of the wealth that they will share. These people are going to share a lot of wealth before Christ intervenes and stops this system dead in its track, because it's deceiving people and ultimately would destroy people. Notice Revelation 18 now in verse 3. For all the nations have drunk of the wine of the wrath of her fornication, and the kings of the earth have committed fornication with her. They've entered into an illicit alliance with this foul system. And the merchants of the earth have become rich through the abundance of her luxury. The merchants of the earth have become rich. It's going to be similar to the wealth of the Tysons and the Krupps who cooperated with Adolf Hitler and built his munitions factories, built his armaments in the Second World War. Thousands and hundreds of thousands of people got rich off the destruction of the French and the Belgians and the Danes and the Dutch and certainly the Jews. They didn't want that to come to an end, and they're not going to want it to come to an end this time either. Notice verse 11. Notice verse 11 of Revelation 18. The merchants of the earth will weep and mourn over her. You see, when Christ comes to destroy this system, they're not going to be happy. They made big bucks. They made millions and billions of dollars off this system. And they're going to weep and mourn, for no one buys their merchandise anymore. Merchandise of gold and silver names all this stuff. Verse 13, cinnamon, incense, oil, wheat, cattle, sheep, horses, and chariots. And notice the final phrase of verse 13, and bodies and souls of men. It is going to be a huge globe-girdling system that will change everything in your life, change the United States and Canada and Britain and our society, as you will come to understand. At this point, my friends, I invite you to write for a free copy of our powerful booklet entitled The Beast of Revelation. It will spell out for you, with accompanying chart and diagram, the proof of what I'm saying on this program. You need this inside information. It's important. It's vital. This information on the Beast of Revelation. There's nothing anywhere like it. So call or write today and request your free copy of The Beast of Revelation.
This informative booklet is yours absolutely free. No cost, no obligation. If you call this toll-free number, 1-800-934-5579. That's 1-800-934-5579. Or send your request to Tomorrow's World, P.O. Box 501-304. San Diego, California, 92150. With this offer, you will also receive your free subscription to Tomorrow's World magazine, full of timely articles and unique insight on today's important issues. No cost, no obligation to you. Call today.
Now back to our topic on this coming superpower in Europe. Notice we were in Revelation chapter 18, my friends, explaining these verses and how they apply to us today and are going to affect your life in the next several years. Revelation chapter 18 in your New Testament. Revelation 18 and verse 15 describing this very powerful system that's rising up in Europe right now. The merchants of these things who became rich by her will stand at a distance for fear of torment when Christ comes back and stops this system, weeping and wailing and saying, alas, alas, for that great city that was clothed in linen, purple, and scarlet, and adorned with gold and precious stones and pearls. For in 1 hour such great riches came to nothing. They're going to get rich off this system. They're not going to want this system to come down at first, no matter how foul it is, how much it is infested with demons, as it describes in the first few verses. They're not going to like it because they're making money. In 1 hour, such great riches came to nothing, they're going to say, and every shipmaster, you see, this is a great trading system that's going to trade with South America, Africa, Asia, and nations all over the earth, a very powerful trading system. The shipmasters, all who traveled by ship, sailors, and as many as trade on the sea, stood at a distance. And they cried out when they saw the smoke of her burning, saying, "What is like this great city?" And they threw dust on their heads and cried out, weeping and wailing and saying, "Alas, for that great city in which all who had ships on the sea became rich by her wealth. For in 1 hour she is made desolate." How quickly this whole system will come to nothing. And yet most people here in the United States, if they live through the coming tribulation, most people in Europe will go along with this system. Think about it. Pray about it. Think about what you should do, my friends. Notice verses 23 and 24, Revelation 18, verse 23. "And the light of her lamp," of this modern Babylon that's now beginning to rise, "the light of her lamp shall not shine in you anymore, and the voice of the bridegroom and bride shall not be heard in you anymore. For your merchants were the great men of the earth." As I say, they will be like the Tysons and the Krupps, these billionaire families who backed Adolf Hitler, strutting up and down the Kurfürstendamm, strutting up and down the Via Veneto in Rome, thinking they were rulers and lords over the earth because of their great industrial empires. And they were part of an empire at that time that lasted for such a short time, the Hitler-Mussolini dynasty. And this coming situation is going to be even more quick to fall. In 1 hour, it says, very, very quickly, "But they were the great men of the earth, for by your sorcery all the nations were deceived," God speaks of modern Babylon. "And in her was found the blood of prophets and saints, and of all who were slain on the earth." My friends, this system has been around for a long time. Ancient Babylon has been revived, and it's going to be revived again in our generation in a powerful revival in the next several years, and you need to think and pray and understand. Frankly, the German nation will be at the very heart of this massive economic and trading system. The Germans already have the most powerful economy in all of Europe, so Berlin may well be the economic and political capital of this revived Holy Roman Empire. Think about it. My wife and I had the privilege of visiting Berlin earlier this year. It was a very powerful city, a very interesting city, and we were able to see the Reichstag, that beautiful building now being restored, which had been Germany's parliament building just when Hitler came to power. The Reichstag, a powerful, magnificent building, a symbol of the reunited Germany, a symbol of the power of Berlin, of course, as the capital of the reunited Germany, a magnificent structure. But my wife and I did find, my friends, that the favorite bird in Berlin was the crane. The crane, that is the construction crane. For all over Berlin, new buildings were rising. They were building and building this revived capital of Germany, which may become the capital of Europe in a few years. Another sign and identifying, signpost of this coming system is religion. For this coming beast power is pictured very specifically as being sat on or controlled by a great false church. And you need to think that through carefully. That's what your Bible clearly says. Notice Revelation chapter 17 again. It's Revelation 17, verse 3. John writes, "So he carried me away in the spirit into the wilderness, and I saw a woman." Now, a woman usually symbolizes in biblical prophecy a church. "A woman sitting on a scarlet beast, which was full of the names of blasphemy, having 7 heads and 10 horns. And the woman was arrayed in purple and scarlet." Purple is the symbol of royalty. Scarlet is, of course, the symbol of harlotry. This woman had purple and scarlet, a very rich woman, adorned with gold, precious stones, and pearls, having in her hands a golden cup full of abominations and the filthiness of her fornication. this false church gets into politics and wars, big time. And on her forehead a name was written, Mystery, Babylon the Great, the mother of harlots and of the abominations of the earth. This is how God describes that system. But notice here in verse 3 how it pictures the woman sitting on a scarlet beast. The woman is riding this beast. The false church is controlling or guiding, influencing heavily the beast of Revelation. So the coming military political power will be guided and directed by this woman. And of course, it is a powerful military machine as well, and they're going to be very, very proud of that. That's another big thing to watch. This coming power will be awesome, and they will have perhaps the most powerful military machine that has ever existed in the history of this earth, because they'll have the very latest weapons. Notice Revelation 13, beginning in verse 1. Then I stood on the sand of the sea, John writes, and I saw a beast rising up out of the sea. Now that's the same beast we see in Revelation 17. As you look carefully, it's a composite beast. It's using the strengths of the ancient Babylonian, the Persian, the Greco-Macedonian, and the Roman Empire, putting them together at the time of the end. A beast rising up, having seven heads, the seven revivals, and the ten horns, the final ten kings, and on his horns, ten crowns, and on his head, a blasphemous name. Now, the beast which I saw was like, you see, like a leopard, having the swift-moving capacity of a leopard, and, of course, the feet of the bear, the most powerful part of a bear is his powerful legs and paws, and a mouth like the mouth of a lion. The strengths of these previous Gentile empires described in Daniel 2, all put together in one great final revival of the Roman Empire. And the dragon, Satan the devil, as he's described in Revelation 12 and verse 9, and the dragon gave him his power, his throne, and great authority, this final beast. And I saw one of his heads as it had been mortally wounded. He fell in 476 A.D., the fall of the Roman Empire, but then Justinian revived the Roman Empire in 554 A.D., and the deadly wound was healed, and all the world marveled and followed the beast. So they worshiped the dragon, they ended up worshiping the devil, who gave authority to the beast, and they worshiped the beast. How did they worship this coming powerful system on earth? How did they worship it? This tells in one way how they do that. They say, who is like the beast? Who is able to make war with him? This powerful system that's going to be rising in Europe. The most powerful military machine in human history. And people are going to just look up to that in awe and do what it says, and they'll be in fear. And they'll put that ahead of God. And that, of course, is having another God before the true God. And that is worship. Notice down in verse 10. He who leads into captivity shall go into captivity. This powerful system, as we've shown you repeatedly on this program and in tomorrow's World Magazine, is prophesied to attack and conquer the American and British descended peoples and to take us into a national slavery. But God says they're going into captivity then. Yes, they're a powerful military machine. He who leads into captivity shall go into captivity. He who kills with a sword, as they're going to do, must be killed with the sword. Here is the patience and faith of the saints. Understand, when this system rises up, a lot of you will be in fear. You won't want to oppose this system, but you'd better obey God. Obey God rather than man. Remember, this revived European empire will rise soon, and its leaders will fight Jesus Christ at his second coming. It's just ahead of us. For they're arrogant and extremely confident in the military power of this system. So we want to understand. Be sure to call or write immediately, my friends, for a free copy of our powerful booklet entitled The Beast of Revelation. This booklet will really spell these things out. It's filled with biblical and historical proofs regarding the beast of Revelation. You need this booklet. You really do. So pick up the phone and call right now. Just ask for the free booklet on the beast.
This informative booklet is yours absolutely free. No cost, no obligation. If you call this toll-free number, 1-800-934-5579. That's 1-800-934-5579. Or send your request to Tomorrow's World, P.O. Box 501304, San Diego, California, 92150. With this offer, you will also receive your free subscription to Tomorrow's World magazine, full of timely articles and unique insights on today's important issues. No cost, no obligation to you. Call today.
Again, my friends, turn with me to Revelation 17, and you'll notice here in verse 14, these final kings will make war with the Lamb, and the Lamb will overcome them, for he is Lord of lords and King of kings, and those with him are called and chosen and faithful. These final 10 kings will literally fight Christ. These kings, these men or dictators are probably alive on earth somewhere today, right now. Let's understand, this is talking about your future, your life. This coming power will be soon. So let's understand, my friends. Now let's turn back to Luke 21. Luke 21 in your Bible, and you need this information. Luke chapter 21, and I'm going to begin reading here in verse 31. So likewise, when you see these things happening, know that the kingdom of God is near. Assuredly, I say to you, this generation will by no means pass away till all things are fulfilled. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will by no means pass away. But take heed to yourselves, Jesus said, lest your hearts be weighed down with carousing, drunkenness, and the cares of this life, and that day come upon you unexpectedly. It's going to come quickly on the peoples of this earth. He said in verse 36, watch therefore and pray always. That's what you and I need to do. We really do, my friends. Watch and pray always that you may be counted worthy to escape. All these things will come to pass and to stand before the Son of Man. Pray for understanding. Pray for the courage to act on the truth, to be willing to stand up and do what God says. He says in Revelation 18:4, come out of her, my people. Come out of that system. And be sure, my friend, that you contact us immediately and ask for the vital booklet entitled The Beast of Revelation. And be sure to tune in next week to another powerful Tomorrow's World program. You will be taught and challenged by this exciting program on a topic seldom understood in our modern professing Christian world. And tune in every week, my friends, as Richard Ames and I give you the real meaning behind today's news, what's happening, and the meaning of life itself. See you right here next week.
The informative booklet offered on this program is yours absolutely free if you call 1-800-934-5579 or send your request to Tomorrow's World, P.O. Box 501304, San Diego, California, 92150. Be sure to visit our webpage at www.tomorrowsworld.org. The preceding program was produced by the Living Church of God.